While this little bird may not wow many bird enthusiasts at first, their bold vocalizations are sure to grab your attention. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, listen up, it's the Oak Titmouse. This is Bay Birds. Perhaps the ultimate LBJ, or little brown job, the oak titmouse is a plain gray-brown bird with a short, stubby bill and a medium-long tail. Even their species name, Inornatus, literally means plain. Their most notable physical attribute is the short crest on their head, but it's really their voice that makes them stand out. Their vocalizations are somewhat iconic with the dry oak woodlands we find here in California, and some have described them as the voice and soul of the oaks. Decide for yourself. Oak titmice are primarily found here in California, although they may be found as far north as southern Oregon and south into Baja California. While they prefer the oaks, they may also inhabit mixed pine oak forest or pinyon pine woodlands and can be found in scrub oaks or other brush as long as woodlands are nearby. In the northernmost reaches of their population, they may also be found in juniper woodlands where they overlap with the very similar juniper titmouse. And on the eastern edge of their range, they may be found in mixed juniper and Joshua tree habitat. Oak titmice generally find a mate their first fall, and when they do, they mate for life, with each partner noisily defending their territory year-round. I find the nest selection by oak titmice a bit reminiscent of some humans I know. It's the females in charge and ultimately selecting the site, but the male dutifully accompanies her to inspect the possibilities within their breeding territory. An ideal spot may be a natural tree cavity up to 40 feet off the ground, although they may choose cavities that have been excavated by woodpeckers. And if the wood is soft or rotten, the female may even do the excavating herself. Occasionally, oak titmice nest in stumps, fence posts, pipes, eaves, or holes along a riverbank, and they often take up residence in nest boxes as well. The oak titmouse is one of the most common birds in the oak woodlands of California, but their population has declined by about 46% since the late 1960s, primarily due to human pressures on oak woodlands, including harvesting oaks and clearing oak forests for agriculture or development. The oak titmouse is listed as a U.S. and Canada stewardship species and is on the 2012 watch list. California holds a majority of the oak titmouse population, and an estimated 80% of California's remaining oak woodlands are privately owned. So landowners, you can play a crucial role in conserving this unique habitat and the oak titmouse. If you haven't seen or heard an oak titmouse yet, get on out. They are at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, and chances are, if you have an oak tree nearby, they may be in your own backyard. They are in mine. You may notice them actively moving about the trees, eating seeds and insects they glean from tree bark and leaves. They've got a pretty broad diet, and it can include pine seeds, oats, thistle seeds, poison oak berries, oak and willow catkins, leaf buds, galls, and berries. Among the invertebrates, it may select leafhoppers, treehoppers, aphids, caterpillars, beetles, ants, wasps, flies, and spiders. If a food item is a bit too large, they will actually hold the item against a branch with its foot and pulverize it with its bill. Oh, and if you have feeders, oak titmice will frequent them as long as tree cover is nearby. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.